to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Omale Rabbi Lezer had a kasha back to Rabbi Kiva. The pasuk says, Kocha Yeyosa. So Kocha Yeyosa, Kocha Lashon, this has to be done. Mash Mimikuv, if you don't do it, it's no good. So Rabbi Lezer means that Kol Dov Shumaisa Makiv, anything that's an action is Mikuva. So what are the actions? Rikika and Chalitza. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, say if she didn't spit, still it's kasha? Omalei Rabbi Kiva answers back like this. Misham Rai, is there Rai from this pasuk on the Rikika? The pasuk says, Kocho Yasalish. This is what she has to do to the man. To dash like this. Kol Dover Shumaisa B'ish. An action that's done in the man, in the Yavam, that's Likuva. So Chalitza, to take off his shoe, that's called she's doing an action in the man. She's taking off his shoe, that has to be done. Without it, it's puzzle. Mashenka is the action of spitting, it's not called an action that's done in the man, therefore, Rabbi Kiva, it's not Likuva. That's the machlokes from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, if you make a chalitza without spitting, is a kosher puzzle. But then the Mishnah says, Ha-cheresh, she-nechlat, if the Yavam was a cheresh, was deaf and dumb, that a chalitza was done to him, or else ha-chereshes, she-chotza. Or else the man, the Yavam, was okay, just she, the Yavama, she was a chereshes. She was deaf and dumb. And she made chalitza. The chaletzes lekotin, or else in a case where the Yavam is a kotin, and she pulls off his shoe, the halacha is chalitzas apsula. All these three cases, the chalitzas posel. As if the man, if the Yavam, or the Yavam is a chereshes, the chalitzas posel. Who are then if he's a kotin, also the chalitzas posel. What about Kitana Shechotza? Let's say the Yavam, the man, was a gadol. Just she, the Yavama, she was a katana. She was a young girl under a bat mitzvah. And she pulled off the shoe, she made a chalitza. So Mishnah says the answer is, Techlots Mishatagdol. When she gets older, she has to make chalitza over again. V'yim lechotza, chalitza sapsula. But if she does not make another chalitza, that first chalitza that she did is psula. It's no good. There's a ketaner also cannot make chalitza. Chotza b'shnayim or b'shloisha. Let's say b'shasta yavama made chalitza, it was in front of two or three dayonim. But v'nim tzechot miyem korav ha'posel, we found out that one of these two or three dayonim were krevim or relatives. So halacha is, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is no good. Why? Because the chalitza has to be in front of at least three hedyotis. Here, that one is posel, it's not called a good three, it's not called three, it's not a chalitza. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yechonon and Sandlo, Mach Shirin, they hold, yes, it's kosher, like we had before. They hold even before the Yechod, in front of one, it's good. More than that, even without anybody, they hold is good. Like it says, Umaisa b'yechod, she'echolet b'ener l'beino, it happened once that a Yavama made chalitza to the Yavam by themselves, but they assumed they were in jail, and nobody was there. Or b'mais l'fnei Rabbi Kiva v'hechsher. That's Rabbi Kiva shita also. That afilu b'nai l'ben atzma, afilu by themselves, that the chalitza b'dievet is also kosher. The Gemara says like this. Omar Rabbi said like this. Hashtu di'amrit, kriya le'makva. Now that our Mishnah says that even though they do not read the parshas, still the chalitza is kosher, chalitza is not makiv. Lefikach, therefore, ilam v'yelemis. Let's say he's a person that he can't talk. Or else she's a person that she can't talk. Shecholzu is chlitzos and shera. The ma'isa the chlitzah is still kosher. Even though they can't talk, they can't read these psukim. But our Mishnah says, even if they don't read it at all, even a normal person that could read. But if he doesn't read, still it's kosher. So Kuruhu Adin and Elaim would also be kosher. But the Gemara Tanan, we learned like this. It says, cheres shenechlatz. If the Yavam was a Cheresh and he had chalitza done to him, or else the Chereshes. If she was a Chereshes, Shecholza, or else the Chaletzes min HaKotin, or else if the Yavam is a Kotin, it's a Chalitza Sopsula. All these three cases, the chalitza is no good. Now, my timer, what's wrong if he or she is a Chereshes? Chereshes means they can't hear and they can't talk, but they could do the actions. So since they could do the Rekika and they could do the Chalitza, why is the Psula? Lav mishum the loy b'nei kriya ninu. The reason why it's psula is because these people can't read. Since they can't read, it's psula. So here you see, if you don't read, it's likuv, it's no good. Someone says, loy, that's not the reason why a chereshes or a chereshes is no good. People that can't talk and can't hear, they have a lach like a katan, they're lav v'nei deya. They don't have enough das. So therefore they don't have a shem gadol, that's why the chalitza is possible. Not because they can't talk. Even though you can't talk, maybe the chalitza is kshera. Of course you don't, but the yevet is kosher without a kriya. But a chereshes and a cheresh, they're called lav v'nei deya ninu. For the Gemara Yehochi is so, ilayim v'yilemes nami, l'chur a person can't talk, maybe he's also considered lav v'nei deya ninu. It should also be possible. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, that ilayim v'yilemes b'nei deya ninu. You should know, even though these people can't talk, but they still have brains. They're still called b'nei deya. After their bar mitzvah with simonim, they're called the gadol, g'dayla. Upuma Yehudu Koyevlu. That they can't talk, the pshat is their mouth is bothering them. That's all. But l'maisa, their brains developed. In other words, since they could hear, as long as you could do some communication with other people, you could have das. A cheresh means you can't hear and you can't talk. Without any communication, you're not called a b'nei deya. But an ilayim that our koponim can hear, has communication with other people, he could be called a b'nei deya. So it's only a soren from what they can't speak, they can't say the kriya, and that's the loch of kriya, they know my kevis, that's why it's kosher. I'm with the very Rabbi Yanai, it's in the name of the very Rabbi Yanai, lefi sheinoi v'oimer v'yomra. But there's a kasha. For the Marvel Amri, we learned that they, Rabbi Yana, and the Besmedesh of Rabbi Yanai, that the reason why a cheresh is no good is because they can't talk. So here you see, somebody that can't talk can't make chalitza. So the Marvel says, Elo ki yitma de Rava sefer yitma. If you want to learn Rava's din, say it on the Sefer. Sefer says that cheresh shenechlatz v'achereshe shecholtzo v'yacholetzes min hakotin is chalitza sapsula. And on this din, Omar Rava says, Hashtu the Yamrit, Kriya Miyakvo, now that I see here that a Chereshis is no good, because she can't talk, so I see Kriyas is Makiv, if you can't say the Psukim. It's possible, it's so, the Fikach, therefore, Ilay V'yilemis, if you have a person that can't talk, even though they have Das, but since they can't talk, the Lachrish Shecholzu, even though they made a Chalitza, Chalitza Samsula. That's what Rava says now. And Echonami, Chareshes and Elam both have the same din, that the Chalitza is Psula. For the Gemara, you must listen. What do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says clearly, even though she does not read the Psukim, still the Chalitza is Kshera. So you see, even without the Kriya is not Makiv. The Gemara says, Kareb Zera is like Reb Zera, the famous halacha. The Yom Rebbe Zera, Reb Zera says like this, Kol Haruya Labila and Bia Makevis Boy. This is by halachas of a Mincha. The halacha of the mincha is you have to have shemen mixed in to the service, into the flour. Now the klal is, if you have it in a kli, that this kli is big enough that if you would really want to mix around the flour and the oil together, you could. The mincha is kosher even though you don't mix it up. That means kol haruya labila. As long as the kli is big enough that you would be able to mix it up, is ain't bila akevas boy. Even if you don't mix up the flour and the shemen, still the mincha is kosher. But what about v'chol shein ruil bila? Let's say the kli is small, that now that you put the oil into this flour, there's no room to mix it up. In such a case, bila makeves, that not mixing it up is mak of the mincha is no good. That's try now Mishnah also. If the people have mouths that could talk, so since they could make the kriya, even though they don't say the psukim, still the chalitza is kosher. But if you have a person like an ilayim, or like a cheresh, that they cannot talk at all, so they're lamaisa, the chalitza is psula. And there we say kriya is makif. They're called sheina ruila bila. If you don't have a mouth at all, then bila makev is void, the kriya is makif, the chalitza is psula. So if there is no stira, an ilayim and a cheresh is like a psula, mashrek and a normal person, even though they did not say the kriya, they did not read the psukim, still the chalitza is kshera. So they sent the Shiloh to the father of Shmuel. Yevoma Shirokako. What's going to be if a Yevoma spit in front of the Yavam? Techlitz. You have to know what? She should still make a chalitza. So Mechlal, what do you want to tell me now? The Yislo lo meyachim. That she is puzzled from the Yachim. Rashi says Yevoma Shirokako means Lefnei Bezdin. Let's say Yevama, when she went to Bezdin, right away, she spit in front of Bezdin. So, Lochuris Techlitz, Rashi says, the Nif Selis Alein Yibam. once she spit in front of Beis Din, automatically the Yavam cannot make Yibam anymore. So therefore the only Yetzer is Techlitz. She has to make Chalitza now, she's not allowed to have Yibam anymore. Just by spitting, she passes herself Yibam. So verse says, Mechlal, it's a right here, the Yisulah Meyachin, that as soon as she spits, she made her a kik in front of Beis Din, she becomes pasul on the Yachim can't be Miyabno. So therefore the only answer is to make a Yibam, to make a Chalitza. So verse says, Mani, who does this go like? You lay me, Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say goes according to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, Hashta ma b'moka mitzvah, madich b'moka mitzvah schalitza, diikala neiman midi dehevi emurim. Maybe it's something like by a korban. When you have the emurim, that's the part of the meat that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. The fats, the chalev. The what? The chiles nayuloy makvi. If you lost the emurim, the korban is still kosher. But the chiles nayu, when you have the emurim around, miyakve, that calls to mind you did not burn the emurim, you're not allowed to eat the meat. So, Omer Rabbi Akiva, loy ma'akva, Rabbi Akiva says what? That chalitza, when you make a chalitza, even though you don't spit, still the chalitza is ksheira, is the chalitza by itself, should it mean anything? Mayach and isala. So what kind of swar is that? When you just make rakika by itself, it should be puzzle? Why should the rakika by itself be puzzle? Versus Vela la Rebeleza. Hela my going now according to Rebeleza Shita. So it holds what? That rakika is nikuva, is part of the chalitza. So therefore here, when she made a rakika, she spit in front of Beis Din, it's called something took place, and therefore automatically she's puzzled to the Achim, she can't have Yibam with the Achim. For the Gemara, no. For your Shnei Dibor Mamatirim Linu. The Kuvah, there are two things that are mat to her, makes up a chalitza. There are two things, the Kuvah. She has to spit, and she has to take off the shoe. So the Kuvah, each one by itself means nothing. But the Klal is, who Shnei Dibor Mamatirim. If you have two things that are matter, causes a heter, the klal is ein malim zebloi ze. One does not help without the other one. That's Rebbe Elazar Shita. Like we'll soon see, Hamol, you have two things that are matter something. One without the other does not help. So where it says, Elo k'Rebbe. I'll tell you, that's go according to Rebbe. That holds, yes, one helps without the other. The Tanya will learn like this. Kiv se'ateres. The loch on Shavuos, you have to bring a special karbonus, called Kivsa, the Kvos and the Sheeps of Shavuos, is a Mekadshim Alechem. It's not Mekadosh Alechem. We know by Shavuos, there's a special Mincha called the Shtei Alechem. Ela B'Shchita. The what? It's only Mekadosh Alechem with Shchita. Case, what does it mean like this? What about Shochton Lishmon? Let's say you Shechta the Korban, the Kvos and Lishmon. Lishane the Korban. V'Zorak Dom and Lishmon. And you then made a Zrika, Kiddush Alechem. That's the way the lechem, the shtei lechem, now becomes kodesh. There are two matirim. There's the shchita and the zrika. If you did both of them, l'shem, kiss the atzeres, then the two matirim were done, then the lechem becomes kodesh. What about shochat shlo lishmon? Let's say you shechted it, not lishmon. V'zorak lishmon, but you threw the zrika, l'shem, kiss the atzeres, lo kiddush lechem, lechem is not kodesh. Because you need two matirim, you don't have both of them. What about the other way? Shochton lishmon. You made a shchita lishmon. The shchita was done l'shem kifsi aferis. But v'zorak dom ishlo lishmon, kiddush v'yena kodesh. Divra Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. That some kedusha has, even though it's only one mat, it's only the shchita, but my says some kedusha it has. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, l'yoyla meina kodesh, it has no kedusha at all, it has no kedusha saguf. But so you do both matirim. You have to have the zrika and the shchita, both you need. So Rashi says, what does it mean, kodesh v'yena kodesh? Rashi says, lachem kodesh means listzul b'yotzei. The kedusha, according to Rebbe, the lachem has a kedusha saguf, that it gets a psul yotzei, but v'yena kodesh v'yos nitav achila. But it doesn't have the kedusha, not allowed to eat it yet. So you see, according to Rebbe, even though there are two matirim here for the lechem, one helps without the other one. The same thing here also by chalitza. Even though there are two parts to the chalitza, there are two matirim here. There's the rekika and there's the chalitza. If you do one without the other one, it means something. It means a little bit that right now the yachim are not allowed to make yibum anymore. For the Gemara, me Yom Rabbi Kiva, Rikika Leposlo. Does Rabbi Kiva say that if a Yavama makes a Rikika, she does not become posel, the Yachim can still make Yibum? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Chotza, let's say she made Chalitza.